Welcome to the St. George's Leeds Sermon Podcast. We hope you enjoy the talk.
It's lovely to be with you this evening to worship and pray and speak with you. Back in May, Crystal Palace won the FA Cup for the first time in their history and their first major trophy in their history. A huge triumph for them. Their club captain, Joe Ward, led the celebrations amid joyful scenes, and some eagle-eyed viewers noticed on Joe Ward's wrist. Joe Ward is an active Christian. They noticed the Bible verse, Ephesians 3:20, which I will read for you now. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. What a powerful verse and reminder for Joe Ward and ourselves in our lives. Before I delve into this passage a little bit more, there's one word I want to focus on that I've been noticing a lot recently, and that's the word mighty. Now, I wouldn't say mighty is a word that's used a lot in everyday life, but I've been noticing it quite a bit in a variety of things. It's sometimes used in media. We can get the next picture, maybe. Here is Mighty Mouse, a cartoon, an American cartoon from the 20th century. I've never watched Mighty Mouse, I must confess, but apparently he's a mouse who gains some sort of superpower and becomes visibly buff, for another word. Mighty is sometimes used in sports. I saw this article just last week. George Russell won the pole position at the Canadian GP, and he described his lap that got him that pole position as mighty. I think he said, "This lap's mighty." And it's sometimes used in marketing or advertising. This is some drain blocker that I found at home. It claims to have two mighty doses, whatever that means. Now, you might be wondering why I'm talking about the word mighty so much. So let's maybe go back to what it means and why you would use that word to describe something. Mighty is defined as something having great and impressive power or strength. Now, why would you use that to describe something? Maybe the company who produced this drain blocker wanted to use it to convey the power in the drain blocker will enable you to clear your drains much easier than it would have been if you hadn't have used that. In a similar way, God's mighty power within us also helps us to become more capable and achieve more than what we would have done without him. However, this goes even further. Unlike human tools, like the drain blocker, which we might have been able to do the job without it, but without God, we wouldn't have been able to do that. And he makes us, like the verse says, it's infinitely more than we would have accomplished without. God is the source of all power and mightiness. He is the God who created the heavens and the universe. And his power that he used for that is within us, and we can tap into that every day. So that's all good, but how does this apply to our everyday lives? How can we use this power? For Joe Ward, that was the FA Cup victory. It was something I'm sure he's dreamt about as a child. His team went in as underdogs, but that power, that mighty power, helped them to achieve that victory. For me, a personal experience I've had, I think, of God's mighty power within me. I've sung in choirs my whole life, and I used to sing in Barnsley Youth Choir. We went to an international competition as a relative unknown choir, and we defeated, not defeated, outscored choirs from all over the world to win a world championship, which none of us thought was possible before that. And more on sort of an everyday term, it's all very well having these big moments, but that's not going to happen every day. But I think in my work, my job, is something I try and remember. I work for a healthcare tech company, working with the NHS a lot. And if something is tricky or hard, I always try and remember God's power within me, and sort of the work that I'm doing is hopefully transforming lives for the better. So if you're taking anything away from this, know that God's mighty power is within you and can help you achieve infinitely more than what you thought. And maybe think about how that can apply in your life and let it transform you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the St. George's Leeds Sermon Podcast. For more talks or information, visit stgs.org.uk.